Hi, this is Kiera from Normani Candles. Shop with us for 100% non-toxic soy wax candles and wax melts, plus room sprays. We're a family-owned business based in SoCal with a mission to deliver clean, non-toxic candle products. Check us out on all social platforms at New Armani Candles, and don't forget to shop our website, newarmanicandles.com.
What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace.
Yay, yay. We are back. Fabulous Flashback Fridays, G. Lou, Cousin Marcy. Shout out to Queen Jean on vacation still in beautiful Las Vegas. Shout out to Queen Jean and the whole fam. Congratulations again to her granddaughter on getting married And shout out to everyone out there tuning in, boys and girls from all around the world, from the land to Japan, all the way back again. It is Fabulous Flashback Fridays with G Lou. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism, DD Harrison, Street Level Clothing, One World Magazine, Normani Candles, and the G Lou Show YouTube channel. Now, let me turn it over to the executive producer of tonight's show. That would be Cousin Marcy.
The what? Shout out to you. Hey, fam. Salute the queen, Cousin Jean. That's right. Hope you're having a wonderful vacation still. We miss you, so tap in if you can. But yes, people, you have returned. It's another Friday, 7:07 on the dot PST time. You're here for another Fabulous Flashback Fridays with myself. I'm Cousin Marcy, Mr. G Lou back there. And like we said, we're missing our queen, Jean, but she might pop in, so hopefully. But we're here, y'all. So how was your week, Mr. G Lou?
Week was pretty smooth. No complaints. You know what I mean? Nothing to brag on either, but no complaints. I'm not complaining. So week was pretty good. Made it to the end of the week. Like they say, thank God it's Friday. I thank God it is Friday. And I thank God that we're here back again for Fabulous Fridays with you, Cousin Marcy. How was your week this week?
The week was weekend. The Negro section was definitely Negroing, so you know I had a lot of stuff to pay attention
right.
to and try to go through to see about Marcy's Bennett. But yes, and thank you for that. I don't know what my duties will be as executive producer, but okay, I'm going to take that and roll on with it. But I couldn't do none of this without you and Queen. I owe you all the thanks for just, like I said, always bringing me on and just letting me be a part of this. I just really still love what we're doing and hope we can just continue on for a long time to come. I really, truly do enjoy it. So thank you.
Yes.
Bring us in on one of our favorites. Well, my favorite, I can't speak for everyone, but I know my generation, we probably wouldn't even know of this gentleman if it wasn't for the movie Beetlejuice. I'm talking about none other than the legend that we lost this week. Mr. Harry Belafonte did leave us this week. He passed away at 96 years old. The barrier-breaking singer, actor, award winner, political activist. You know, what more can you say about the man? He was just, you know, awesome. We'll talk about that more just a little bit later, but yeah,
rest
he really changed the game in a lot of ways, and he fits in, you know, what we try to do along here. We bring, you know, the good and the bad, the legends and the gossip and the premium black news, so, you know,
she
you know what it is, so rest
black
in
news.
Peace.
I like that.
Sometimes, premium black news.
We try. Premium black news. That's the idea. Marcy, right there. That might be a good idea right there, the Premium Black News Network, bringing the shits, bringing you the shits.
Bringing the shits with a Z at the end, that's a Z on the end, okay?
That might be something, Marcy. We might have to explore that, Marcy, I'm serious.
We might have to see what it do. We got three different opinions. We got three different mind frames here. So with me, you, and Queen, I know, yeah, we come up with some stuff.
Might
man.
Have to
it's
add
always
that in
some
the
premium
section.
Stuff.
That black premium news. That might need
right.
to be a section with the Marcy Minute. We'll explore it. But Marcy, let me ask you about tonight. Right. Well, let me ask you about tonight. What? Okay.
Yes.
Because first, we got a couple different things. We got this is the Naughty by Nature playlist. And just even like you told
right.
me. Oh, but first of all, let me say this. Executive producer, the credit was only due. But, you know, this is a show you put together tonight. You know, the whole theme and everything. That's what I want to ask you about. So that's why, you know, you're
right.
deserving of executive producer credit. Because that's what executive producer came up with the concept and everything. That idea, that's your idea. So. And so I thought, you know, that's only right. So from now on, yeah, because you mostly inspire these shows and come up with the ideas. That's why I asked you even before the show starts, what do we got? Flashback Friday is pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, when I miss
so
when I'm missing
producer.
My partner. Yeah, I'm
shout
missing her when
Jean.
She's not here. But yes, we, you know, we do everything together. And it's just like sometimes I have to beat my head against the wall. It kind of was like that last night, but when I just had a moment and I went to something that was long overdue for me. If you know me, I'm not really like a out person. I don't have to be out. I would like to. I would think that, but I'm not like that. I'm very introverted. But I went to the park this week while I was waiting on one of my girls to finish her shift. And while I was at the park, I was just looking around and just kind of, you know, soaking it all in, trying not to look at my device. And it just hit me. I was just like, you know, nature, you know, it's that time of year. We had our winter. We even had the snow here in my neck in the woods. We might have a good 6 weeks where I am before the sun tries to burn us into oblivion. So it's just like when you get that nice,
right,
calm day and you can sit comfortably outside, you're not drenched in sweat or 106 degree heat, just take it all in. And then it did hit me. You know how many songs contain different elements of nature in it? I mean, just rain alone, like hundreds, thousands, like mentioning nature, rain, wind, air. It's a feeling, and it's something that I can feel. I don't know about, I'm not going to speak for anyone else. Listeners out there, call in number 914-803-4001. If you have anything to say about what nature means to you in the different songs. So we might have threw a couple of people off with the title, Naughty by Nature. No, we're not highlighting them. We're doing Naughty by Nature. We're saluting, like, you know, just a few that were picked. I couldn't have picked them all. Like I said, it's over 100,000 just have to do with rain in themselves. But the ones picked, they are close, you know, to my heart. Just some examples. You got Here Comes the Rain Again by the Eurythmics. Temptations, I Wish It Would Rain. Walking in the Rain, Love Unlimited. Rain on Me, Lady Gaga. Fire and Rain, James Taylor. Blame It on the Rain, Millie Vanilli. So other than the Peruvian Black News we got coming up, I think we could get into some things. Yeah, so it was a little out the box, but I hope everyone can get into it.
Right, right. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and kick this thing off, Marcy. What we got going on?
For sure. Well, we're going to do the not the ups and the downs, but just dark to light, maybe night to day. Just take a listen to some of the lyrics. We'll go ahead and kick it off with none other. Check this one out. One of my favorites, Mr. Marvin Gaye, and he talked about the ecology and mercy, mercy me. And we'll kick it off with him. Ready when you are, G-Lou.
One of my favorites as well. Let's go.
Yeah. Speaks volumes. Fabulous Flashback Friday. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
Whoa. Oh, mercy, mercy me. Oh, things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and south. Oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be. No. Oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury. Radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby are alive. Oh, mercy, mercy, mercy. Oh, things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more the use from men? Can't you stand?
And like that, we are back.
That's right. That's right. That was that second single from Marvin Gaye's 1971 album, What's Going On? That was Mercy, Mercy Me, the Ecology. And following the breakthrough of that title's track success, the song written solely by Gaye became regarded as one of popular music's most poignant anthems of sorrow regarding the environment. So shout out to Mr. Marvin Gaye. Rest in peace. And, yeah, we'll include that in the news. Ed Sheeran is in trouble. They say he stole What's Going On, but that's another, not What's Going On. He stole Let's Get It On. Yeah, Sheeran. They going to see, they going to learn. The family is wising up on all these people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Every year, it's somebody new. Yep. But of the elements, like you have earth, wind, and fire, what would you say really hit you most as a producer and as an artist yourself regarding song, if you want to come up with a song or something like that, which element hits you the most?
It depends. I mean, it depends on where you're going with it, what mood you're in, what you're trying to do with it, like what direction you're going in, as far as an artist wise, you know what I mean. So it could depend, but a lot of times when you are creating though, you have to have a vibe, some type of, like you said, element, whether it's something driving you, whether like you said, you'd be in a park or outside in the rain or watching the rain or something. You have to have something that's driving you. And some type of vibe to help, or some type of zone to help you get in, to help you create. Because otherwise, it just doesn't happen. It's a lot of times. Like right now, I've been working on a new project, and then it's days where I can't come up with anything. Then it's times where it just it just flows. It comes. You know what I mean? So definitely has to be in the zone. And then as far as recording, when you're ready to record, you do have to be in some type of zone as well to drive you as well, or else your recording and it won't come out right. It's different, like you just said. It's elements and things that help you the process come out better, because you know you can record in a session and maybe it doesn't come out right. Another session is just flowing beautifully. You know what I mean? So same thing with creating. So it just kind of depends, but you have to be in some type of zone to help you out for sure.
Yeah, it's just so intriguing, like. How it does work on the mind, you know, if it's raining, I'm more prone to say, oh, I'm going to listen to SWV, Rain Down On Me, or Stevie Wonder's Rain Your Love, or, you know, the sun is out, like, okay, here comes the sun, like, it does have an effect on you. But check this one out, y'all. So when we think of a rainbow, oh, that's pretty, right? Like, ooh, a rainbow, okay? That usually means the storm is over, the rain is gone. With this next artist, the pain that was in this particular cut right here, it was just like, wow. If you can't see it, you need to call us and tell us why you couldn't see it, okay? 914-803-4001. But we're going to get into none other than the mighty, mighty Dells. And I can sing a rainbow. Yes, the Dells. Can't go wrong there. Fabulous Flashback Fridays.
Let's go.
Oh,
mighty, mighty, mighty Bells, y'all. Wow. Beautiful song, Marcy.
He saw a black rainbow, okay?
Like, black rainbow. Ain't that something?
Lord. Oh, my goodness. Mm-mm-mm. Speaking of premium black news, Don Lemon ran his sucker bus self right on over there to the coloreds. So he
what
just
he
signed
do?
A 4-year contract. Well, he got fired from CNN.
Right,
never like
that.
To hear about nobody losing their job. But, right. He ran right on over there to the coloreds of BET. So we'll see how that turns out. And then Gil King and Charles Barkley are going to get their own show. Yeah. That's it. I mean, I don't think it's BET Uncut.
Because the thing about BET News, it seems like even BET News, they never really get that off the ground really properly. That news thing that they have, I don't know. Hopefully, he can revive it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Me personally, I don't know. BET,
we'll
like,
see.
They're all over the place.
It's an election coming up. We'll see. Everybody's putting their ducks in a row. Charles Barkley and Gayle King, now they're going to take over their positions over at CNN, so I don't know. We'll
okay,
see.
So Charles, that's Charles officially going CNN. That should be...
CNN.
All right, Charles. That should be cool, though, because Charles always has a different perspective, you know what I mean? So that should be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
See, I get my news from Troy Terrain, so I don't know. That might not be good. Like, Star Report may not, but I don't know. He always has the, it's either that or CH. I don't know. But, salute to all the listeners out there. You are tuned in to another fabulous Flashback Fridays. We have Mr. G. Lou here, our producer. We're missing one, Queen Jean, still on vacation. We love you. We missing you, but we know you having a good time with the fam bam. Shout out to my cousin as well. Congrats. And I'm Cousin Marcy. You can call in if you would like, 914-803-4001. Get in on this Naughty by Nature if you have any favorite songs that have to do with nature. We're here. Have no fear. And what does Mr. G. Lou say? We're at your service. Don't get nervous.
We are at your service.
Yeah,
The other fans will come
back to us. Thank you to our sponsors as usual. But if you want to keep this, you know what I'm seeing it as? Now that I think about it, and my daughter ruined it for me because this is a second visit to Disneyland. She's done in like a month. But I'm thinking of it as it's a small world theme. Like, we're just rolling through it. It's a small world. Getting these different tunes.
You know
that would
crazy?
Go.
So it's crazy how that freaking ride, Small World, wound up, even as we're growing out, becoming like one of the biggest rides at Disneyland. I mean, you know what I mean? I don't know. In so many ways, you have to go on. It's a Small World, and it's just crazy.
You know
what I mean? As an adult,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and the Pirates of the Caribbean. That's still my joint, too, with the drop right there.
Yeah.
I love the drop part. That's my favorite. They did?
Yeah,
I haven't
they switched
been.
That. Oh, yeah. They said they didn't like the way them pirates was tugging on them lettuce. They was tugging on them too
real?
Hard. They had to take that whole little part out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, there's a little Me Too going on with the pirates. But I think they still do it. They just omitted that part. Like, we're not capturing any booty per se.
Right, right.
Keep it clean.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, keep it clean. Gotcha.
Right. Well, gotcha. If you're ready, we got next. We're going to get into some water. Like we said, and it's a small world.
Ooh.
The Four Tops. Okay.
Ooh.
Just another
Ooh.
Fabulous tune. Still water.
Ooh,
like, we can't go wrong.
One of my favorite.
Can we go wrong? Let's go.
Yeah. Grab this Friday.
Take
my hand. Cousin Marcy.
Thank you.
That is the Four Tops. That's a feel of vibe right there. Marcy told me to add a little something if I would. It's just one I wanted to throw in there, spice it up a little bit with the emotions. I know we have them in the playlist, but this is one because it's just is what it is. Marcy, it says the title says it all. It's like you said, when you need to get in that vibe or that mode, you got to have that feeling. So this is just, the title says it all, Marcy. So let's get into this one.
Check it out, people. Check it out.
Just a feeling, y'all. It's just a feel. Just like that, we are back. G. Lou, Cousin Marcy, Flashback Friday's Naughty by Nature playlist. Cousin Marcy,
that's
the EP
right.
Tonight.
That's right, people. That was a good one. That's right. That was a great one. That was the emotions, correct?
Yeah,
put
yeah.
Put that one in the little.
And you know who sampled
like
that too,
one.
Right? Do you know who sampled that?
No, I was hearing it, but I don't have it. So tell me and the people who sampled that.
Well, a couple of people did, but my favorite one, DJ Quick, on his debut album. Quick is the name. What was the name of that song? Yeah, the High C and all them on there with him. Damn it, can't think of the name. But it's one of my favorite songs on that album. So shout out to Quick.
I think I know which one you're talking about on that first album. Quick is the name. We'll figure it out without a doubt.
I think it was Scandalous.
Okay. That sounds about right.
No,
yeah,
no,
I
no,
was listening
not. No,
and I was
not.
Like,
it's not Scandalous. It's not Scandalous. But it is on the album. I don't want to say the wrong one. It's not Scandalous. But go ahead, Cuzzo. It's on that album though, people. Go check it out.
You know what we do here, where we give you that premium black news, we get you the real answers. We don't be guessing.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So we're gonna figure this out. It wasn't Quick's Groove, because Scandalous is the last song.
Nah.
So hold on.
Yeah, Scandalous is the last song. Scandalous is a hard song, too, one of my favorites, but that's not it. It's not Scandalous. I'll get it in 1 second.
Feeling?
Mark doesn't get it first. It was I Got the Feeling. Okay. If that's the name of it, that's what it is. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, because the other ones are a little bit faster. Okay,
that's
okay,
it.
Cool. Speaking of DJ Quick, this weekend, to mark things anniversary-wise, it's going to be the 31-year anniversary of the 1992 Los Angeles riots uprising in South Central L.A. The question was posed. We're going to get back into the music. This ain't no talk show, but we still going to talk about it.
Speak on it.
Because
tomorrow, April 29th, right? April 29th was the riot. So
yeah, April 29th was Power to the People.
Yeah.
Yep, 1992. What's really changed?
Nothing. Maybe a point percent, maybe, but not much.
Yeah, now we can recognize.
We got more cameras, but we had a camera then.
More cameras, yeah, more, way more. Like everything's on film.
Body cams.
You never know.
Still getting beat to death.
Still outside, can't be at the parks and all that other stuff. You might see some people you never thought you'd see, like you coming off the freeway off ramp. And I was like, is that? I know that's not who I think it is. It was Franklin Saint.
God.
And I was like, man.
Franklin Saint.
I said,
hold on. Speaking of Franklin Saint,
real.
I didn't. You said it, so I didn't want to go there. Did you catch the finale and what did you think?
Oh, I've caught up to the bottom. Yeah, I did what I said I was going to do, and I made it to the end. And that's the last time I seen him. So there's a big back and forth on who was right and who was wrong. None of them's right. It wasn't his mama's fault. I knew it was over for him. I never saw him coming to a violent end. I can say that because he had already experienced those things. He had already gotten shot. He had already gotten half beaten to death. He'd been imprisoned. So I never saw him coming to a violent end. I never see that for Louis, and I didn't even see that for Jerome. But I knew one of them had to go. And shout out to Amin. Joseph, he directed the second to last episode. He directed that one.
Okay.
So kudos to you, Amin Joseph, or known as Uncle Jerome, Gentleman Jerome. And we talked about, I think, that
little
bit on Sunday.
Oh, that's Uncle Jerome. I didn't even know that when you
Uncle
said
Jerome,
that.
Uncle Jerome,
yeah.
Wow. Right.
So he
Amin,
co-directed wow. Okay. That's big.
Yeah, he fully directed the second
fully
to last
directed.
Episode.
Wow,
yeah, it was all in his hands. Yeah.
Wow.
So after
I did not know
he passed
that.
In the show, he got to, you know, come on and sit in the director's chair. That was his work. So I said, look at that.
Marcy. That is a Marcy fact. We got to add something to the Marcy Minute, Marcy fact or Marcy something. But that is a Marcy fact because I did not know that right there.
Nosiness.
I really did not know.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, I'm a IMDb nerd. I've read it, all that other stuff. Like, if I'm into it, like a series, probably like the drama. I thought I was going to be a little actress for a minute in seventh grade. But, yeah, I really get into it. Like, fan
I can
theories
see you.
And
I can see that, Marcy.
Easter eggs and, yeah. Always is like a group
I can
thing,
see you really getting
like
into a character. I can really see you get into a character.
Oh, yeah. I played Little Red Riding Hood one time, so yeah. Did a drug play and all that. Don't do drugs, kids. Drugs are bad.
Right.
Okay.
That was my first rap I ever wrote. The drugs rap.
Right.
Well, I told you that before. The dare thing. Yep.
Right.
Had the dare short on.
We were
so
indoctrinated. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. But well, I guess I wouldn't have never had the courage like to try to do anything with radio or broadcasting, so yeah, And that's kind of in me. Yeah, I like that kind of stuff. But shout out again to Amin Joseph. And now I'm glad I know how to say his name, because I was always calling him Amin. But it's just Amin. Right. And he's actually from New York.
Exactly. That's where I was going to say next, because I was talking to who was that? Oh, I was just on the show with the homie Cholo Trucker, and we were going over the snowfall thing. He had me as a guest. And I was telling him that because that's why I'm surprised to know that he was director, because I just kind of watched an interview with him. I think shout out to the big homie CJ Mack and Dub. They got a podcast and he was on there. And I watched that interview.
Yep.
And that's when I learned that he was from New York. And so, you know, it's crazy how when you see people outside, because you get so engulfed and caught up in their characters, you know, so when you see them outside of the character, it's crazy because, you know, that's when he said he's from New York. But instantly you could tell he was when he started talking, just like I'm sure Franklin, when he's out of character, he talks in his English or whatever accent. So it's like crazy to get them out of character. Because I was telling the homie that he's like, he couldn't believe Jerome. He was like, I really thought he was an L.A. cat, you know, because so that's crazy. And now to find out he was a director as well, that's incredible, you know. And
yeah,
even other
really
two guys,
is,
they were
too.
Like from Atlanta, Leon and his girl. Crazy.
Yeah, no one was really from Los Angeles. And, you know, that's when a lot of the, you know, the locals, just like they said, because I had saw that too, and just like they said, you know, that's when you know you have those chops or acting chops is when you could totally turn, you know, oh, I never would have thought you were from here or there. No, we thought you was really from South Central, but the person that's in South Central, they wouldn't have been able to pull those certain things off.
Exactly.
Right. And
exactly.
Take
now we understand
that's
that.
Another thing.
Right.
Right.
Because they would already think they had
it.
Oh, I'm from L.A. I got this.
Oh, yeah. It was a lot. I don't even think Manboy's from out here. I think he's from I think he's from up north. Like, none of those people.
He nailed
that. Only person I
want to
say that
Manboy
I know for a fact that is from the city, ex-neighbor,
the homie.
Is Scully.
Scully.
I used to live around the corner from him. So, yeah, he's the only one, DeAndre Bonds, that I know for a fact is from Los Angeles. Yeah.
Well, what would you say is your favorite DeAndre Bonds character that he's played over here? He's been in a lot of great classic movies. What would you say was – oh, Scully, you think that was the one? He nailed that.
Yeah.
That's your favorite. Okay.
I wasn't scared
of him
that. In – what was that, The Wood? Because I knew characters like him. And then, again, I'm seeing you as the neighbor.
Right.
So it's like he didn't get to meet him as Stacy, but he played his part. I did not like, of course, Lockdown. That was,
yeah,
no,
of
and
course.
He even spoke on that at a later time.
I've seen that.
Yeah, he played that part.
You're right though. I have to agree now that you say that, because I was gonna say The Wood. That was my favorite one by him, because like you said, it's not even about being scared, but it was just about how well he played it. Because like you said, you just know so many cats like that. He really really played that Stacy role. I got to give him that. But like you said, in this one, because Stacy is almost, I don't want to say natural or easy, because he, like you said, again, from L.A., but that's still hard to pull off. Mm-hmm. But this one, like you said, in Snowfall, like you said, he really took you there. It was times, like you said, you were really tripped out by this dude. Like, this nigga's crazy. You know what I mean? Seriously.
Yeah. And he's had tragedies in his life as well. Yeah, he's had tragedies in his life as well. And he's another one that it's great to see, you know, he's another one gone to prison. He's came out. He's got back into the field. And you can go to your cookie store now and you can get you some Stacy OG. Like, he has his own for people that do that. Yeah, you can go get yourself some of that. So he cooks. It's just the branching out. I just love to see. Shout out to John Singleton, rest in peace. It's not going to be enough talking about it, because we haven't had something like this for our city since A Boys in the Hood. You haven't seen this kind of, they could put a documentary
That's why I love
on Nipsey tomorrow.
That's why I love
and
it. That's why
still,
I love
we
it.
We wouldn't be talking about it. Yeah, we still
that's,
wouldn't be talking about it.
That's why I love
it.
This Snowfall. I tell the people, because it's authentic. I love to see great, authentic L.A. stories, because you don't get it, even though so many moves are made in L.A. and they try so many times to do stuff like that, it never comes out right. It's, I guess because it's in Hollywood, it should be too Hollywood sometimes. They never really hit it right. You know what I mean? So it's great to see shows like this that's real authentic. You know what I mean? So that's why I love it.
And hopefully it'll get some of the people, because they're not teaching that kind of thing in the school. I also enjoyed to see the story that I had heard, you know, from my father, you know, telling me the truth. Yeah. Well, how do you think all these drugs got here in the community? This is what I was being taught as a kid. And to see it play out, you were telling the truth. Like, we get it now. Like, people might not have never have known that. So hopefully it'll also, you know, spark some kind of interest. And, you know, you need to know these things. Like, nothing just happens by accident. It's all by design. So look more into that. And what's the name? I don't even think he has a social handle. And then I'm going to be quiet. I know we got a playlist. What's his name? Teddy.
Oh, Teddy, yeah.
Teddy, when I see him in interviews, oh, my goodness.
He seems like
the same freaking person.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen him in it with the whole cast, and it's just like, okay, are you friends with anybody up here?
I did see something like that where they had the whole cast. They were saying their farewells, and the mom was crying. But Teddy didn't say anything, so I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No.
I still haven't caught him. Another thing I want to add to this, and I don't know if you caught this or not, you probably have, knowing you, but I just seen this the other day, some snippets and outtakes. And what I found out, well, this is from John's mouth itself, that initially, you probably caught it, I'm not sure, who was supposed to play Louis and Jerome?
Was it Wanda? What's the name?
No. It was actually the homie that played the other role, Peaches. This is from John, because they showed some outtakes
Peaches.
And something that he posted, something that John posted on his early. I guess it just never went through the audition. You know what I mean? Obviously, you know, it didn't happen. But he put this out himself on an Instagram post that Peaches initially, and they had a picture of them, I guess, during the reading. Peaches and guess who? Lauren London. We're going to be Jerome and Louie initially. I guess that's who he had initially sought out for it. Guess it never worked out or whatever.
See, that wouldn't have worked.
That's me now looking at it, too. I said the same thing. Even though I love Lauren and all that, I don't think that,
I
don't know. It hit the same.
That's new.
You know, and this is why sometimes we need these new actors. Because we would have been looking at Nunu like this is Nunu, not Louis. I don't know, maybe she would have pulled it off. But knowing what we know now, I'm glad we have what we have, you know.
She would have been better off being Melody. And I'm going to leave it alone.
There you go. Yeah,
she would have been better off being, we want to see you strung out.
You're right. I can't
like
really
Wanda.
See Louis.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, you know what I mean? You're right.
Yeah, the dirtiest. Yeah, we want to see.
Because she's already too pretty.
That's good acting.
You're right. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Shout out to her.
Not that she's too pretty. We're not saying that, people, but you know what we mean.
We know what they know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm sorry we took this whole thing to Snowfall, but it's just so powerful. I guess it overtook us. You know what I mean? I just asked Marcy a question, and we turned this into a Snowfall thing, but it's all good, you know what I mean? Cause
blame cousin Marcy.
Nah, blame me. I started, you know what I mean? But it's good conversation though, cause you know what I mean.
I'm long-winded on the Snowfall. Okay, all right. Well, we'll take it back to the music, y'all. It was a really cloudy ending for Franklin Saint, as we all know. But for some people, it might have been a little light in the sky. We're going to amp it on up a little bit with some Quincy Jones and Patty Austin. Listen to the words. We're still on this nature vibe. Hear what she says about the clouds in the skies and how they're going to be moving on. Don't ever let no clouds stay in your sky. Them clouds are going to move on. The storm is going to pass. If you're ready, take this one out, y'all. Razzmatazz. Fabulous Friday.
And who else is on? Who else is on this song at the beginning? Can you people tell me?
That's a good question.
Yeah, riddle.
When
please
we
have
come
answer,
back.
We come back.
All right. That's right.
Moving on, and the sun will shine if the world's been passing by. Sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Yay, yay, we are back because of Marcy G. Lou.
We are back. I think I had an answer. I didn't even look. But was it Louis Thunder Thumbs from Brothers Johnson?
Yes, yes, yes. But you know what? People were going to think. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got it. You got it. Cousin, look at you. Because you be doing your research. Why should Marcy be over there?
Well, I listen to the sound, and it's like, you know.
Who would you think, though? Who would some people think? But who would some people think? Who did it sound similar to? Some of the people would have guessed somebody else. And, until you listen hard and you say, no, that's not it.
Maybe George Benson, because they were all working together at the time. But see, I don't know all the guitar people like that. So that's the only reason why I was like, I know it was Louis Thunder Thumbs. But I wouldn't know who. You stumped me.
Singing on there. No, I'm saying singing on there at the beginning.
Lady,
who did that sound like? That didn't sound like anybody to you at the beginning?
That's Patty Austin.
I know. What? But who does she sound like? A little bit. Even though she's a female.
Happy Joys. Michael?
Yes.
I don't know.
If
Michael?
You listen to that first.
Okay.
Yeah. If you kind of listen to that at first and you don't know any better and you don't know, like the average kind of blind ear.
Mm-hmm.
Would think that would be Michael Jackson until you just listen closely.
And say, that's when we blame Rod Temperton.
Rod Temperton.
He had them all.
And Quincy, and look, Quincy, you know, Quincy was Michael Jackson's, like, sensei. So, you know, all that ties in, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, they can lead you down a real deal rabbit hole if you, you know, if you could just... I actually have a playlist already locked and loaded for Rod Temperton. I just haven't shown you or Queen yet.
Okay.
But, if you listen to that, you'll just see, like, track after track after track. They all sound the same, not the same exactly, but it's like, oh, I can see how that was. Yeah, and they probably were in the studio, too. It's just a beautiful thing. I wish I could have been there.
Is.
Yeah, shout out to Quincy Jones. We still have
Fly
him.
On the wall.
Hold on, Quincy. He just had a birthday. I know. He's seeing all his friends go. Yeah.
Ain't that something for him to see everyone go? And he was kind of here before all of them, and he's just watching all of them go. It's crazy how stuff works.
Yeah.
Wow, shout out to Quincy.
I wonder if heaven got a ghetto. All right, well, let's keep this party train moving. We're going to get into some, it's all time favorite for a lot of people.
My favorite. Mine too.
Is your favorite? Ooh. Yeah.
This is
I know my queen likes this one too. Shout out to you, queen. I'm hoping
queen
you have the loveliest days. Okay.
Yeah, yay.
On vacay. Let's go.
Flashback Fridays.
When I wake up in the morning, love, sunlight hurts my eyes, and something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Just like that, we are back. Cousin Marcy G. Lou, Flashback Fridays on the G. Lou Show. Rest in peace again to Harry Belafonte. Got to say that. Cuz O.
That is right. Yay, yay. I'm here, fam. I'm here. I'm just working on this Marcy's Minute, grazing in the grass.
You in the grass over there. You over there rolling in the grass. Cuz O.
You know what? Shout out to the Friends of Distinction. Like, this is the power of music. Like,
for sure.
They even use them on Family Guy. Like, our music makes it everywhere. It's just everywhere. I just love it. Yeah. So I'm going to be quiet.
It's a beautiful thing.
We got some more hits for y'all. We got some more hits for y'all. You talked about these beautiful ladies earlier. The Emotions.
Ain't that a crazy segue, too? Ain't that a crazy segue?
We were in the grass. We got some flowers. The Emotions.
Wow.
That's right.
Wowzers.
Get into it, y'all. Let's go.
One of my favorites. Flashback Friday.
It's very beautiful.
EP Cousin
Marcy.
Let's go. is one of my favorite groups. You just cannot go wrong with the Emotions. Wow, that is a vibe right there. Like you were speaking, the elements and the natures, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The Emotions. Again, their songs and titles tell you what it is. The Emotions. That's the
name
of
the
group.
The Emotions.
So you should already
right.
know what it is. The Emotions.
Beautiful.
Love y'all.
Beautiful lady.
Check this out. Cousin Marcy.
Check
we got
out.
Cousin Marcy.
Hey,
it's G Lou. You know what I mean? We at the middle of the show. I forgot it. We passed the top of the hour, but after this, we're gonna come back. After this beautiful selection, this is really something you could just go like Tyrese said, a baby boy, you put this on and just go. You know what I mean? Because this right here is like a vibe. This is nature.
Stay tuned for more premium
earth
and black
wind
Tyrese.
And fire. Right, yeah, all that. Mm-hmm. All in one right here. This is all that in one right here. This whole show, what this is about, this song sums it up right here. And you know, Marcy mm-hmm. said, just go ahead, Cuzzo, you got it. So I just want to introduce this song right here because this is one of my favorite, if not my favorite, because that's hard to say because it's a lot of great female songstress. But I would have to say, being that she's not longer with us and she didn't get all the credit she deserved, I will go ahead and just say this is my favorite songstress of all time, the beautiful, sexual white chocolate. Miss Tina Marie. And just like, again, like Tyrese said, you just put this on and you just go. So I'm going to take you there. Fabulous. I'm choked up. Fabulous Flashback
no.
Fridays. Cousin Marcy. Let's go.
Listen
people. Come
to
on,
it,
go
people.
With,
listen.
Go with me.
Mm-mm-mm.
Thank you. What's good? It's your man MC Shan, and you tuned into the G Lou Show, Flashback Fridays. Y'all already know what it is. One time for your mind, two times for your soul.
Yay, we are back. We are back. That is the Strawberry Leather by the brothers. Those are the brothers. Last name Johnson. Cousin Marcy.
That's right. Yay, yay. I'm here, cousin. Oh, I'm here. Underdog.
I'm still blown away.
That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still over there on your Tina Marie. Shout out to
Tina
Marie.
Yes, I'm blown away. I'm still blown away. I think I was here before.
Man, nothing tops the end when she's just like, I thank God, I thank God, I thank God, I thank God. When they talk about mantras and, you know, stuff you got to listen to in the music when you get to repeating these lyrics and the stuff that you're saying, you know, you're literally like chanting people. So sometimes it's just good to be a little cleanse, you know, just clear it on out.
Right. Yeah,
but we are here, y'all. Fabulous Flashback
for you, sir.
Friday.
Don't get nervous.
See, Lou, Cousin Mercy, Queen Jean here with us.
Yeah.
She's on vacay, y'all, okay?
Queen
get
Jean.
Get that good old vacay in. That's what I'm talking about. We love you and we miss you. What are we? Oh, so yeah, that was the Brothers Johnson.
Hold on.
Yes, sir.
I keep skipping over this shit, like, because the songs are just, we're in a zone, but we didn't get to the Marcy Minute yet, dude. Are we ready for this mother Marcy Minute?
She's ready over here, you know? She's ready. We're going to do this real quick. People, get in here for
this premium
black news, the bullshit. We're here for
it.
Some of this stuff we're going to say allegedly. Some of this we're going to say. It's not alleged. So, you know, let's just go and get into it real quick because we got some more songs to play for y'all. But something's interesting that happened this week. Some text messages between Azriel Clary and her mother seem to prove a planned setup of R. Kelly. Yes. Some text messages have been released to the public. To me, they're very damaging. They're very explicit and they're very directive. A mother to a daughter telling her daughter how to seduce said man and what to wear and what she should do and how she should act. The messages were too long to go ahead and kind of fully read them. But if you want a full breakdown of this, you can go to The Plainish Jane on YouTube. I do follow her and she had an awesome breakdown of the whole R. Kelly trial in itself. But with this disturbing news and what happened last week with Jocelyn Savage's parents, I mean, I don't know. I don't think he's going to go anywhere anytime soon, but he might not perish where he's at now. So that's what our latest news on R. Kelly is of today. Next, we have how you gonna act like that himself? Yes, Tyrese Gibson, local hero, held in contempt of court. He must pay $636K to his ex-wife and her attorneys. The judge Tyrese publicly called out before his child custody hearing is ordering him to fork over nearly $250K to his ex-wife and almost $400K to her attorney. The actor singer was in Fulton County Court Tuesday. That's in Atlanta to deal with his ongoing child support battle with Samantha Lee Gibson, the main issue being Tyrese refusing to pay the $10,000 a month he was ordered to pay last August because he felt the judge was racist and biased against him. Well, sir, you did have a whole Optimus Prime in your living room. So,
hey, you know what, too?
I don't know if the judge knew any of that. But
you know what, too?
What happened,
I wanted to add what I kind of thought about this week, and I hope this is not true. It just kind of hit me, like, because Tyrese, it seems like, even though he's sincere and all that, Tyrese got a little stuff going on, too, right? And it makes me think, since he didn't want to pay the money, whatever the case may be, I heard he was actually, you know, he's kind of sore about the breakup as well. That's a whole nother story, mm-hmm. right? But it makes me want to think now, did he strategically moved to Atlanta when he did, like, he already was here and had the home, but he was living, but his address was still in California. You know, he recently just officially made his address in Atlanta, moved there, you know, amidst of this going on, you know, because California has different laws. You know what I mean? With marriage, the divorce and child support and all that. So maybe he thought he would get a easier, you know what I mean? Whatever the case in Georgia. Right. But I guess it did not work. This is what I'm thinking now. I don't know.
Well, I think, like that song says, it might be cheaper to keep her. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, he's just going to join the long line of said men who have to fork it over. I mean, you know, you do what you do. You did what you did.
You
had this child. You did not pay for a whole year. You're from Watts. You've seen this happen. It doesn't matter where you're from. You got to pay. And just because you're in a different tax bracket, you can't go calling Martin Luther King Jr. the Third and Benjamin Crump and all the fathers in Atlanta.
He said Benjamin Crump.
And
that was crazy.
Like,
that was crazy right there. That was crazy.
That
I thought Tyrese
on your
was doing too much.
Tyrese
is doing too much.
That's making you premium black news. It's just like, come on, dude. People out here, you know, on Avalon and 120th, they're not even fighting for that much. People fight for less, so just give it up. And the girl is not of age. I don't even think she's 16 yet, his daughter, so we'll see what happens with that. But, yeah, you got
to
pay that.
Tyrese called Benjamin Crump. He said, y'all come to the courthouse
and
boycott his
son.
And
my friend, Martin Luther King Jr. the Third, like, anyways, in other court news, we're moving on because we're going to make Marcy's minute go too long, y'all. We talked about this a little last week, but Praz was found guilty of political conspiracy. Ex-Fuji rapper Praz Michael was accused of funneling money from a now fugitive Malaysian financier, through straw donors to Barack Obama's 2012 re-election campaign. A jury in Washington, D.C. federal court found him guilty of all 10 counts, including conspiracy and acting as in what? Unregistered agent of a foreign government.
Yes.
So where, y'all? China. What are you doing? What are you doing? If you want more on that, go ahead to the Associated Press. He hasn't got sentenced yet. The other thing that just blew me away about this case, now that we're only hearing about it, the dude skipped trial. You didn't even go, like, all you had to do was show up. So anything you say now, and you're going to jail, is federal. So,
wow.
It's federal. And that's all I have today for Marcy's Minute.
Shout out to Praz.
I'm sure something else will come up before Sunday, but yeah, that's all we got for you today in the Schneegro section for that premium black news with the shit snitch.
With the shit.
Weird.
Wow.
can't make this stuff up. You cannot.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. Mm-mm-mm.
All right.
There y'all have it. Well, we got over the bullshit. Let's get back to this, you know. We're just going to praise nature a little bit. Be thankful for what we got when we go outside and it's not storming and all that other stuff. If you get a little bit of sunshine, we're not going to complain. But in our next section, it's going to get a little spacey. Yeah, space is a part of. But on this one, wait till the end, y'all, because you're going to have to clap. You just feel it. Feel that spirit. Let that sunshine in. I'm talking about none other than the fifth dimension with the age of Aquarius. Let the sunshine in. And then we're going to slip into some darkness with war. Get into it, y'all. Fabulous Flashback Friday.
Yeah, yeah.
The dawning of the age. Somebody help me. I wanna go.
Are Back. That's Bobby Womack right there. Man, Naughty by Nature.
Featured on Snowfall.
Yes, yes.
Also
yes,
featured on
yes.
Snowfall, Season 2, Episode 6, when Franklin started messing stuff up. No. Yes, we are back, people. Cousin Mercy.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. This is Naughty by Nature. Going places, okay? Wow. I'm still privy to the Mamas and the Papas version, only because, I don't know, I think they were the originators, but, yeah, he killed that.
Yeah.
Like he did everything else. Mm-mm-mm. But a time didn't wind it, okay? We still got a few for the peoples. We got a few for the peoples.
We got a few left. We got a few shots left.
Let's take them. Let's see here.
Hit them over
let's
the head.
Let's take them. Let's see here. No, we could fit them all in, cuz we got this. All right, so this one, yeah, classic. Let's get into two very prominent R&B kings. We're going to do a little Benny King. Great lyrics. But we also mentioned that nature. We talk about the sky, all kind of thing. And then the next one, the epitome of nature songs, none other than Stevie Wonder with As. Let's go.
Yeah, yeah. Flashback Fridays.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, should tumble and fall, or the mountains should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me, and all.
reveal the for your joy and pain. And I'll be loving you always. After today I know I'm living by tomorrow. But make me the path for that I must fear. For I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I left behind. And I'll be loving you
just right here, like this right here, that man, Stevie Wonder.
This shit right here, fam.
Wow.
This shit right here. No.
That's all I can say.
Right? Mm-mm-mm.
That's all I can say.
The lyrics on Jesus that one, Christ. Like, if you didn't hear
incredible.
It good, like, I remember the first time I heard Az, and it was like a search. Shout out to my aunt. She like hit me to this song, and the way she hit me to a lot of music, especially Prince and Stevie Wise. But when she did have this song and I first heard it, she had it on cassette tape, and she said, oh, no, I got to go get this on CD. And we went to about, that's when record stores are still open, Sam Goody, places like right. that. We had to go to three of them, but it was like an adventure,
the warehouse,
Tower Records. But we found it, but it was like an adventure just to find it. And like, she kind of really got me into that frame of mind. Shout out to Auntie Pam. But,
shout out to Auntie Pam.
Yeah, it gets no better than Stevie. Great in concert, to work for. Never met him, but I always say that. Oh, I work for Stevie Wonder. Well, I was there. I was an intern.
KJLH.
KJLH. Only black on radio station still to this day. Yeah, but yeah, it has been a total vibe, fam. Fabulous Flashback Friday. Shout out to the listeners. Thank you for tuning in. Just can't wait to do it again. It went by fast. Shout out to Queen Jean.
Queen Jean.
We miss you. Enjoy the rest of your vacay. It's just been a straight blast. What do we have coming up tonight on the After Hours on the YouTube? We do have a guest today.
Oh, yes. We got a guest tonight, a homeboy named Young Beeves. He's a... Man, he has an incredible story. Over 25 years in the system, man. Started off in YA, former gang member, but fast forward now, he's a well-known stand-up comedian. Like, he turned his tragedy into triumph and comedy and laughter.
Wow.
He's a comedian now, doing this thing real positive. So it should be a great story. Shout out to Beeves, the homie from Baldwin Park. We'll have him on tonight on After Hours, the G Lou Show YouTube channel. Please tap in. Thank you.
That's going to be great. Make sure you – oh, no problem, fam. Make sure that you all go over there and check that out, as well as on Sunday, there's also the YouTube with the After Hours for the OG Sundays, Oldies Rule Forever. Lorba will be back in the house on Sunday as well with OG Sundays. So we got a lot of stuff to pick and choose from. If you missed anything, you can always go back, hit rewind, press play. It's all free. When you do go over to the YouTube, make sure you go ahead and hit the like button as you pull up, subscribe, leave a comment if you will. It's all taken in stride. It does help the platform. It does help the producer, all our platforms. And just shout out to everybody, you know, that does this with us on a consistent basis, okay? But make sure you be here next week, Friday, same time, okay? Myself, Cousin Marcy, Mr. G. Lou, and Queen Jean for another fabulous Flashback Friday. But it has been a ride. I don't have anything prominent to say to close out other than everybody have a good weekend. Get you some outside time. Enjoy that nature if you can. Hug a loved one today. Cherish your loved ones and your fam. And just try to smile. That's all. Just try to smile. I've seen so many people when I'm out just looking, not looking at my device. And when you catch that one person and you smile at them and they smile back, and it's just like, you know, it's nothing like it. You know, it's like we might have a little bit of hope out there in the world.
Right, right.
Oh, right. Goodness. Right. Because I see the lady spazzing out today at the gas station. I said, oh, goodness. It's just like a yin and a yang for everything. But Cousin Marcy and I'm out. It's been a blast, y'all.
Yay, yay. Thank you, Cuzzo. Shout out to Cousin Marcy, the executive producer for tonight's show. Naughty by Nature, sounds inspired by nature and earth and life and everything in between.
Yes.
Hope you enjoyed it. We enjoyed it. We enjoyed you all. Please come back. We'll be back next week. Queen Jean should probably be back next week. So join Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy next Friday for Fabulous Flashback Friday. Also check us out on Wednesdays. And on Sundays, OG Sundays, Westside Wednesdays, Tweed is on Thursdays. So check them out. And with that being said, we're out of here. Check us out on After Hours, Jesus Show YouTube channel. Thank you again, Cousin Marcy.
You are so welcome, fam. Have a good one, y'all. Peace.
We out of here. Peace and love.